USA Radio News.
The United States reached a preliminary trade agreement with Mexico earlier this week. Now, a similar deal does look to be on track with Canada. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz believes President Trump is negotiating from a position of power.
He's holding all the cards, but he had a willing person that was coming to the table, and it did happen quickly, but I think there was a lot happening behind the scenes, very quietly, but it's a win for Mexico, it's a win for the United States, and hopefully Canada will make the right decision.
The casket carrying the late Senator John McCain arrived at Andrews Air Force Base. Earlier today, a memorial service was held at North Phoenix Baptist Church, where former Vice President Joe Biden remembered his longtime friend.
We'll miss his leadership and his passion, even his stubbornness. You're going to miss that hand on your shoulder. The family, you're going to miss the man.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A late-night talk show host reveals he struggled with a mental health problem. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Host of The Late Show on CBS, Stephen Colbert, says performing for an audience has been a key to overcoming the problem.
A lot of times we men don't touch at all. We just hang out and drink in silence. We just stuff our feelings down into a tight little ball, and then they come out inappropriately at dinner 10 years later.
But Colbert says in a Rolling Stone interview that he's suffered from severe anxiety and once had a nervous breakdown not long after getting married in 1993, and that it got to the point where he does require medication. However, he says when he's on stage, the anxiety melts away, if only for a short while.
With the NFL regular season set to begin next Thursday, a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll show that 54% of Americans believe that kneeling during the national anthem to protest racial inequality was inappropriate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Reality Winner, the former NSA contractor who leaked a secret report on Russia's election hacking efforts to the media, was on CBS this morning via phone from the Lincoln County Jail in Georgia. Now, she was sentenced to 5 years in prison last week, which is the longest punishment ever imposed for its kind of violation. Winner was asked her thoughts on President Trump's tweets last week that called her sentence so unfair.
Well, it was mid-2017, and I was the first one. However, as of Friday, you know, even our commander-in-chief, President Trump, has kind of come out and said, wait a minute, this is really unfair. There's this double standard here, and for that I can't thank him enough, because for 16 months, those words, so unfair, were actually not allowed by either myself or my team or my family to really say out in the public. So I just can't thank him enough for finally saying what everybody has been thinking for 16 months.
Winner was then asked if she believes the president feels sorry for her.
I don't like to assume anything as to what's going on in his head, but the small potatoes was a breath of fresh air. It really made me laugh. It reminded me of, you know, me and my own family. We try to make a joke out of everything. We laugh every single day, no matter how bad things get, and he really gave a whole sense of humor to the thing, because it is quite bizarre.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.